Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Welcome back to this first episode after the summer. I am very happy to be back with this podcast, and my plan is now to publish one episode every second week. I am really happy that you are listening in again. And the inspiration for this episode came to me because I had a great photo shooting this summer. And as you might have noticed, this podcast in the title picture and also my website, they got a new, fresh look. So I had a photo shooting extra for this to have some new pictures to give that a fresh look. And this photo shooting that I had this summer, it was so much fun. I enjoyed that so much. I really had a great time, great hours, and I noticed I felt so well in front of the camera. I must say I also had a really great photographer, that was Bishar Chavan, so greetings on that stage, and this is really an unpaid advertisement, but I can really recommend him whenever you need pictures for yourself or for a wedding or whatever. But when I went home from this shooting, I realized actually that, hey, wow, 2 years ago, I would have never ever imagined to do something like this, to do a photo shooting, to present myself in front of the camera and even enjoy that and having a lot of pictures from myself, because still 2 years ago, or also as a teenager or when I was a student, I can say I never liked myself on photos. I never wanted to be on pictures. Whenever somebody took out the camera, I never felt good with this. I always knew when I will look at these photos afterwards, I won't like myself on it. So I better kept myself in the background, or I was trying to hide, or very often I was the one taking the pictures, because then I am not on the pictures, because then I am behind the camera. And yeah, that was just about pictures and like making videos of myself or being filmed by somebody else, or when somebody else made a video of friends, of a party, of a wedding, where I was to see as well. I always looked at this afterwards and I never liked myself. I always thought I look strange, or I just never liked it. So I would say my self-esteem also was very, very bad. And maybe you know this feeling, maybe it resonates with you, that you are the same, that you don't want to be visible on pictures, you don't want to be on a photo, you don't want to be in a video, you don't feel comfortable with being visible there. And for me, that was also not just about photos or videos, it was also being in front of the webcam, having a Zoom call with the webcam on, showing myself to others online, where you sit very close in front of your screen and you're talking to others. And I always had the feeling I look strange. So in the beginning of 2021, when I started to participate in coaching programs, and especially in group coaching programs where we had Zoom calls as a group, where all the other participants were present as well and visible over the webcam, and we were all supposed to put our webcam on, or then the same at work when we all switched to remote work during the pandemic, and we had these team meetings or Skype meetings where everyone should have the webcam on. I was always the one. I was sitting like maybe 3 or it felt like 5 meters away from my laptop, so that my face was not that visible. Also, it was always very dark around me, so that nobody could really see my face or any kind of imperfection, whatever would have been there, something I was not satisfied with at that time. Might it be my skin or how my hair looked like or whatever. So even if I was supposed to have the webcam on, I was so far away that actually nobody could really see me because I didn't want to be really in front of the webcam, having my face there really big in the camera shown to everyone. I just didn't feel comfortable with this at all. And maybe you know this feeling. But when I started to be in these coaching programs, and that was, as said, in the beginning of 2021, when I was basically forced to have a lot of time to think about my life and to think about my own psychology. And then I started to do these coaching programs or participated in coaching programs for more mental power and also for better self-esteem. I had coaches that really challenged me to connect with other people in this coaching program, to connect via social media. And it was always requested to post photos of us and to make videos of us, to show who we are, to make postings and to write down what kind of thoughts we have in our mind, to share this with others. And I remember that was always my biggest challenge, just thinking, yeah, okay, I could write a post, I could write down my thoughts and even share this with others, but making a picture and posting that on social media, or even a video talking into the camera and saying what I think and trying to look good in this video. I remember when I had to do my very first video, I think I needed 20 attempts recording this until I was satisfied how I looked and how I was visible in this video. And I was super nervous loading this up on social media. And I thought, okay, hell, what would the others think about this? And the great thing was that the feedback for these posts, for pictures, for the videos, it was just wonderful by these other people. So I was really in the lucky position having other wonderful participants in these coaching programs, a wonderful community that gave feedback in a way saying, hey, you look great and you have a great attitude and you can be proud of yourself and you look good, or you have such a positive spirit or such a positive energy. That gave me, first of all, it was a big surprise to me to hear this because I would have never expected that. But then to me, it gave me so much more self-confidence and I became so much more aware of myself. And I think this is especially where I noticed how important the own environment is and how important it is that you surround yourself with people who give you a great feeling. So people who appreciate you and who are also able to tell that to you. Because if you surround yourself with people that just want to keep you down with negative words, of course you cannot feel great and you will never experience or you will never hear what positive characteristics you have. But if you have the luck to meet wonderful people who are able to tell that to you, this has a big impact on your self-confidence. And for me, it was really this process that after a while, and we were always supposed to post pictures, to post videos, and after a while, it felt really normal to just take your phone, holding it in front of my face and making a video and speaking something into the camera and loading it up, and other people could see that. And then also I noticed during these Zoom calls, I was more brave to get a little bit closer to the webcam of my laptop. And then also for work-related meetings, suddenly it felt really okay to me having the webcam on. And I also noticed how much better the connection then is with my colleagues. And I also tried to motivate them to make the webcam on themselves, that we could really see each other and you could see the faces, because then automatically you have a much better connection to the people. And I think that was a very big step in my own self-confidence. And I even went that far that once I saw a really, really cool vacancy from a company where I knew, okay, this company, it's quite modern, it's still like a startup, there are fancy people working there, and I wanted to apply, but I also knew that there must be a lot of applicants for this position. And I thought, okay, if I just write a normal cover letter and a normal CV, this would be like the average application that they always receive and it will not stand out. So what I did was I made an application video for this vacancy, and I almost immediately got a reply from that company and they wanted to invite me for a job interview. But that success was based on the inner work, so to speak, that I had done myself. Previously, that I was just able to make such a video, that I had the self-confidence and the mental stability, let's call it like this, to just record a video of myself and not thinking like, oh, I look strange in this video, what would the company think when they see this? So no, I just knew that, hey, I have the power to do this. I have the self-confidence to do this. So I just did it. I gave my best. I tried to bring all my energy into this video, because I think video is a very powerful format also for an application, because then the people, they can really see you. They see your facial expressions. They see your gestures. They see how you talk. They hear your voice. So everything, like almost you would stand in front of these people you are applying to. And I was, let's say, self-confident enough to do that, and it really paid off. And this is why I think that self-confidence and the confidence to get visible, that you want to be visible, is so important for your own professional success. Because if you think about a job interview, no matter if it's on site, in a meeting room or in a conference room with a company, or if you're having a video interview, if you are always busy in your mind thinking, oh, I don't look good in front of the webcam, or even if you're on site, if you think, oh, I don't look good in these clothes, or my hair looks strange, or whatever, or what would these people think about me, then you are so busy in your own thinking that you cannot be really present, because then you don't feel good and that will be visible to the outside. Whereas you feel good yourself, if you are aware how you look like, if you like this, if you feel good with this, and if you feel good in getting visible, may it be in a job interview on site or in front of the webcam, this is also visible to others. But because then you have this positive attitude, you have this charismatic attitude that will be recognized by others, and then you can really be present. Because then if you're satisfied with yourself, if you are aware how you look like, if you like that, if you don't have to think about it, or if you don't have to worry about that all the time, then you can be really present and you can really be focusing on the other person, what that other person is saying to you, really actively and consciously listening. And that makes a big difference, I can tell you from my own experience. So if you feel for yourself that you are in such a stage, as I described at the beginning, that you don't dare to get visible and you don't like yourself on pictures, you don't like yourself in videos, you have problems in showing yourself, whether it would be in an application video, whether it would be in a job interview or in a video recording that you have to do in the process of a recruitment for a certain company or for a certain position. And if you want to have powerful tools or hints how you can improve this, how you can improve your self-confidence and how you can develop that willingness to get more visible, then as I had this one hint already in the episode, so one very good way is, of course, to choose the right environment for you and to connect with people who are able to give you feedback, who are able to strengthen your self-confidence because they appreciate you. So that can be one way. But then, of course, there are also many other powerful tools that you can use for yourself to become more aware of yourself, to become more aware of your own strengths. And if you would like to do this just in your own pace, that I am now happy to announce that I have launched a video course on my website where you will have 6 videos with 6 powerful tools and exercises to increase your self-confidence. These are the tools and the exercises that helped me the most to increase my own self-confidence, to really get more visible, to think about myself, to understand myself better. And I think this is really the basis for self-confidence, having the self-awareness, knowing who you are, knowing what your values are, what you want to achieve in life, and also maybe where you have still some limiting dogmas in your head that hinder you to get into your full strength and into your full power. So I would really recommend this to you if you're looking for a tool, not directly a coaching program, but if you're looking for a tool that you can work through just in your own pace, just as you want, in a safe space, as it works for you, if you really want to start thinking about yourself and understanding yourself better. You will find all the information on my website under my offers. The link for this will also be in the show notes. And I also want to make another announcement. If you are based in Helsinki, then I would be happy to welcome you to a workshop that I will give for the Helsinki Spouse Program. So this is a program for spouses of expats who came to Helsinki for work from abroad. And this workshop that I will give there will have the topic how to set yourself the right targets and remove limiting dogmas so that you can really reach your goals. So this is again about limiting dogmas, about limiting beliefs that you have in your head that limit your self-confidence, that avoid to bring you into your full power. And this workshop is about the steps that you can make yourself to become professionally successful. I will present to you powerful tools that I use myself and that are used by many psychologists to overcome these limiting dogmas and to be able to define your targets as concrete as possible. And I really hope that we can create a very nice community in this workshop where you will have the chance to talk about your goals, your limiting dogmas, because it's all about you and you should have a positive impact on that. You should share experiences with others and also hopefully get a lot of new inspirations for your further path. And this workshop will be on the 22nd of September at 5 p.m. And the event will also be announced on the website of the Spouse Program, where you will find all information, and the website address is spouseprogram.fi. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have found some new inspirations, and I would be really happy to connect with you via my website michaela-kettner.coach or via social media to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and also what your current challenges are, how you want to become more visible. You can find me on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi and also on LinkedIn. And no worries, if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes of this podcast. So I wish you a nice rest of the day, get visible, and stay tuned. Bye bye.